A state rule change would let the perforated pipes that carry away liquid waste from landfill mounds be built bigger. Right now, those so-called leachate lines are 1,200 feet long. The proposal would let landfill operators build 2,000-foot lines. Peter Peschick is a lobbyist for Onyx Waste Services, one of the landfill companies to push for the change. He says letting companies build larger landfills makes sense from an environmental perspective because they don't have to disturb other pieces of property.
Think of the roads that are built to get to the landfills. Think of the scales that are put in, the hundreds of wells that are put in, the buildings and maintenance shops that are put in. Do we duplicate them, or can we just use them all in one place?
But the Sierra Club's Carol Terrell says the new rules will create what she calls Mount Trashmores. She told lawmakers at a public hearing that if landfills are allowed to grow, there needs to be more financial protection in case they fail. Right now, she says it's not clear what would be required of an operator.
Those landfills are either going to not be repaired, which would be extremely damaging to the local communities and the neighbors, or they will be repaired at state taxpayers' expense.
While the Department of Natural Resources Board has approved the changes, two state legislative committees are still mulling them over. Senate Natural Resources Chair Neil Kedzie says he thinks the holdup is likely to ensure that financial protections are in place once larger landfills are approved. DNR says that with longer leachate lines, the largest landfills could be 250 feet high. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.